actually in IB, and I had to do English higher level, and I had like a IB examiner as my teacher, and he was really harsh with grading, and we had to learn. It was a language and literature course, but it was pretty much like a literature course instead, because it was very high in literature, and the learning experience was, I guess, like, it's most memorable just because it was the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, I definitely learned a lot from him.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was so demanding, I think he made the exam, like, mm-hmm. Easier to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And most memorable English reading experience was actually reading the Harry Potter books, just because,
mm-hmm.
like, it was so much fun and also just,
mm-hmm.
like, completely out of leisure time.
Mm-hmm.
And the writing was really good too, so it was very easy to, and the imagery as well, so it was really easy to imagine J.K. Rowling's world, and also because it was so much by choice as well, like,
mm-hmm.
there's so many, it's, the books are not
mm-hmm.
that thin, and
mm-hmm.
also there's 7 of the books, so
mm-hmm.
it's, yeah, it was just really, like, nice to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I can hold this for you so you can relax.
Yeah, that's okay.
And I also want to know, like, even though you said the course, the literature course was really demanding, but did it help you to raise your interest in literature?
Yeah, it did, actually. Like, I used to really hate poems, but
mm-hmm.
he made us study this William Blake series,
mm-hmm.
and that really made, I really, really enjoyed the poems. And he also taught Shakespeare, so he taught
mm-hmm.
Hamlet. I really,
mm-hmm.
really enjoyed that. So actually, yeah, like, I think because it was so heavy on the literature,
mm-hmm.
and he taught it so well, it
mm-hmm.
made me really enjoy,
mm-hmm.
like, understand why it's an art, I guess, literature.
That's terrific. And I also want to know, for poems, do you have, like, a favorite style or favorite poet?
I have a favorite, I don't really have a favorite poet, no.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so how would you describe English, like, overall?
I think it's a really good language. It's not very hard to learn, and I think it's also the universal language,
mm-hmm.
so it's important to have a good grasp of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it's not, it's one of those languages that isn't discriminatory because it's
mm-hmm.
easier to pronounce and
mm-hmm.
also easier to learn, so I think it's a good universal language to have, and I'm glad that, like, I can speak it fluently, I
mm-hmm.
guess. Yeah.